Jija Sawal Kiecha. This is your host Vidya and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by the preschool and after school program Safari Kid. We have three contestants in the studio today who will be competing to win awesome prizes. Let's go over the rules quickly on their behalf. 3 rounds, 10 questions. Correct answers get 10 points. Correct answers when answered on a past question get 5 points and wrong answers get minus 5 points. For the kids listening at home, our call-in number is 510-770-1550 and we'll be having a listener question at the end of each round. Now a note about our sponsors. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. Sanjeev Gupta CPA is a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having 3 offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. Tax season is coming soon, so Sanjeev Gupta CPA is your man. He handles accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership tax preparation and individual tax preparation. Contact him at 510-825-7563 or visit sanjeevcpa.com. That's sanjivcpa.com. Please mention the Safari Quiz Show and get a 10% discount immediately. Prizes for the Safari Quiz Show are also sponsored by Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. She has a wonderfully calm and welcoming place for kids who will feel much better about going to the dentist. They accept a variety of insurance and give discounts to cash patients. They're also open on Saturdays. Contact them at 510-505-0123, 505-0123 or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. I have a big couple of announcements to make today. The first is we finally have a Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. Woohoo! Finally, Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. So this is the page to go to. If you're competing here, of course, this is the place to go to see your picture, to see what are the upcoming categories. We'll be putting all that up on the show. Please go and like the show because we'll be putting up some questions for our Facebook friends as well. So, you know, if you like answering the occasional trivia questions, sometimes we'll offer prizes with those too. We haven't got around to that yet, but we will. But if you like answering trivia questions, I'll be putting up a trivia question every once in a while there. So you or your kid can go and check it out and try to answer the trivia question. So Safari Quiz Show Facebook page, please go and like it. Our second big announcement is the announcement of the Safari Mastermind. The Safari Mastermind is the first ever annual quiz show. We're going to be holding it sometime in late March, early April. Details are going to be coming on the Safari Kids CA website. But before that, we have a Safari Mastermind Gmail account, safarimastermind@gmail.com. And this is the place for you to write in if you feel that you could be interested in participating. We'll let you know once we have all our rules and details in place. We'll definitely get back to you with all that information. So just write to us at safarimastermind.com. This is going to be a fabulous annual event. So I can't wait for this to actually happen. Safari Mastermind and rules and details coming shortly. And I'll be informing that to you as and when we get to them. So safarimastermind@gmail.com is the place to reach us. The Safari Quiz Show at Gmail is the email to reach us for the quiz show itself. And of course, the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. So we had a lot of information today, but let's go and meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is going to be a very familiar voice to people who listen to the show on a regular basis. He's a returning contestant. His name is Gaurav. Welcome to the show, Gaurav.
Hello, my name is Gaurav. I'm 10 years old. I go to Foster City Elementary School, 5th grade. And my hobbies are riding my bicycle, reading, collecting quarters.
Collecting quarters. So do you have all the state quarters?
No, just like half of them.
What are you missing? I look in my purse and tell you if I have one. I used to collect those a while ago. Cool. All right. So which one is your most favorite one of all that?
I like California.
You like California? What does it have? Gold Rush on it?
Yeah, it has John Muir and it has Half Dome, Yosemite.
Oh, nice. I've actually climbed that. Do you know that? Yeah, cool. All right, so today's question for our contestants is, what's their favorite vegetable? So Gaurav is going to tell us. What's his favorite vegetable?
Mine's is carrot.
Carrot. It's very unusual for a child to like carrot. My daughter hates carrots. So tell me why you like carrot and what form you like carrots.
I like them because when they're crunchy and...
You like them with ranch dressing or something or just plain?
Just plain.
Really? You don't like carrot halwa?
No.
No. Oh my gosh, he's such a good kid. He likes crunchy, fresh carrots. Good for you, Gaurav. All right, our second contestant is also returning contestant. Her name is Namrata. Welcome back to the show, Namrata.
Thanks. So, my name is Namrata Deepak. I go to Benjamin Bubb Elementary.
Where is it?
It's in Mountain View.
Okay.
And my hobbies are music. Mm-hmm. I do the violin.
All right.
And also, I like reading.
Okay, since you play the violin, you have to advise me, because I just started learning how to play the violin. My big problem is that my shoulders hurt all the time. What should I do?
Keep your shoulders down.
Keep my shoulders down. I'll try. But after I play just a few bars, I'm like, oh my God, my shoulders hurt. My arms hurt. Because you have to hold the bow up all the time, right?
Yeah, but just after you get really tired, just shake your arms out and then take a little break, and then you should be good.
Then it should be good. All right. So what's your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable? I like every vegetable.
Really? Brussels sprouts too?
Mm-hmm.
What a good kid. Broccoli?
Yeah.
Asparagus?
No.
We finally met a vegetable she did not like. So which one, if you had to find something in your lunchbox, which one would it be?
I'm not actually sure. Maybe a mix of every vegetable.
A salad?
Yeah.
All right. We have some really good parents out here who have brought up their kids very well. I'm sorry to say that I haven't done such a successful job with my kids. Miss Anu here says she hasn't done it either. All right. So let's meet our third contestant, Ruhi. Welcome back to the show, Ruhi.
Hi, my name is Ruhi, and I go to Pearl Zenger Elementary School in Milpitas. My hobbies are music, art, and reading.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite vegetable? And you have to speak into the mic, Ruhi. You have a very sweet, soft voice.
And my favorite vegetable is lettuce.
Lettuce! Wow! Which kind? Iceberg? Romaine?
Romaine.
Romaine lettuce. Yes, it's very flavorful. Awesome! We have such healthy eaters in our studio today. Awesome! All right, are you guys ready to begin?
Yes.
Let's do a quick buzzer check. We always do this because we want to make sure everybody's buzzer is working. Gaurav, you go first. His is working. That next is Namrata. And hers is two. What about you, Ruhi? And Ruhi's is working too. So everybody's buzzer is working. So let's quickly begin our show. First category is geology today. First category is geology. Ready for the first question?
Yes.
A shaking of the ground caused by a sudden movement of the earth's crust at a fault line.
Earthquake.
Earthquake is right. Gaurav gets 10 points. Question number 2. The outer layer of the earth made up of rocks and minerals.
Crust.
Crust is right. To the girls, watch how I'm holding the buzzer and use your thumb to press. Because sometimes it's going to be a speed issue, and that's the way you can be sure that you're not slower than everybody else. Question number 3. Preserved remains or traces of a living organism from a distant past.
Fossil.
Fossil is right. Ruhi gets 10 points. Question number 4. Molten rock that comes out of a volcano. That's Ruhi again.
It's lava.
Lava is right. 10 points. Question number 5. The rise and falling of sea levels at the coastline due to the gravitational forces of the moon and the sun. Yes.
Waves.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5, so she owes me some stuff now. Question passes to Ruhi. You don't have to buzz. No, it just passes. The rise and fall of sea levels at the coastline due to gravitational forces of the moon and the sun.
I don't know.
Pass. You can say pass.
Okay, pass.
And now question passes to Gaurav.
Tides.
Tides is right. Very good. 5 points to Gaurav. Question number 6. A period of time in Earth's history when large ice sheets covered the polar regions of the Earth.
Ice Age.
Ice Age is right. She gets 5 points because she owes me 5. All right. Question number 7. The process by which land is worn down by water, wind, and ice.
Weathering.
You know what? I'm going to actually give you that. That's fine. 10 points. Does anybody... No points, but does anybody have another answer?
Erosion.
Erosion is right. Okay. Question number 8. A place that is flat but on high ground. A place that is flat but on high ground. So, not a plain.
Headland?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5 for you. Anybody, question passes to Ruhi?
Valleys?
Nope. Minus 5 for her too. Gaurav, you want to take a chance?
Pass.
Pass. A plateau. A plateau. Okay, question number 9. A hot spring that intermittently erupts a spray of steam and hot
geyser.
Water. Geyser is right. Very good. 10 points to Gaurav. And the last question in our geology round. Listen very carefully. A long continuous ridge built by people along the banks of a stream to contain the water during times of high flow. When these broke after Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans was flooded. When these broke. Yes.
Dam?
No. Good answer though. Not correct. And this is along the banks of a stream. And dam is usually built in the middle of the stream. Right? So minus 5 for her. Gaurav?
Pass.
What about you, Namrata?
Pass.
It's a levee. A levee. A levee. That's what happened in New Orleans, because even though Hurricane Katrina was really bad, the problem they had was that when the levees broke, the water just rushed in from the overflowing rivers and flooded the town. Okay, time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. So we all heard them answer the question, molten rock that comes out of a volcano is called lava. But when the molten rock is still in the ground, what is it called? When the molten rock is still in the ground, what is it called? No, everybody in the studio knows, but they're not allowed to answer. Call in number is 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti.
Hi, Stuti.
And the answer is magma.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is magma.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is magma.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sean, and I think the answer is magma.
Thank you, Sean. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritu, and my answer is magma.
Thank you, Ritu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is magma.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Sabina, I think the answer is magma.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go for it.
I think the answer is magma.
And who is this?
My name is Kashika Barom.
Krishika?
Mm-hmm. Kashika.
Kashika. Oh, thank you and welcome.
The answer is
Yes, I got that. And thank you for being a new listener on our show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha and the answer is magma.
Neha, welcome to the show. Thank you for your answer. Let's go to our next caller. And the last caller for our first round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchana, and the answer is magma.
Thank you, Sinchana. And Sinchana was the last caller for our first question. If you're still trying to reach us, don't be disappointed. We have two more questions in our upcoming two rounds, and we'll definitely get to you at that time. Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our first round. It was a pretty close round, so we'll see after the break who got how many points and also who the winner of our first...
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja, Savai Jeeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We've already done with one round. This is your host Vidya, and we're going to get started on the second round of our episode today in just a moment. Before that, I just want to mention, if you want to participate on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com, and our call-in number in the studio for all the listener questions is 510-770-1550. All right. So the first listener question was, when lava is in the ground, what is it called? And of course, the answer is magma. All our bright listeners got it. And Ruhi picked the winner. She's going to announce it now.
The winner is Cynthia.
Closer.
The winner is Cynthia.
Cynchina.
Cynchina.
Cynchina. Cynchina, we don't know how to spell your name, so you'll have to let us know by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure you give your name, your age, your grade, your contact information, as well as the question and answer. Don't forget to write the question and answer so that we know which prize, because sometimes we're old, we get confused. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Gaurav, how many points do you have?
I have 35 points.
Gaurav has 35. It was a very interesting round. What about you, Namrata?
Zero.
Namrata has zero. Not to despair, because we have 20 more questions, so you can make up. What about you, Ruhi?
I have 20.
Ruhi has 20 points. Awesome. So this is still a very, very close game. Nobody has run away with any category so far. And we're going to start with our next category, which is capitals of the world. Capitals of the world. We'll do a quick buzzer check before we start. Gaurav, why don't you put on your buzzer? What about you, Namrata? What about you, Ruhi? Yes, everybody's buzzer is working and we are ready to start our first question, capitals of the world. This French capital has the Eiffel Tower. Yes,
Paris.
Gaurav said Paris. He's right. Question number two. This capital of Egypt is the largest city in Africa.
Cairo.
Cairo is right. Gaurav is faster than you, Namrata, so you need to be a tad faster. Question number three. Capital of a country south of the United States, which is the same name as the country.
Mexico City.
Mexico City. Wow. Okay, he's really fast. Question number four. Capital of Peru, that's also the name of a bean. Capital of Peru, that's also the name of a bean.
Lima.
Lima is right. Very good. Question number five. That was also Gaurav. Capital of Philippines, that's also a kind of envelope.
Manila.
Manila, that's right. A Manila envelope. This capital has the largest number of billionaires in the world.
Moscow
is right. That, okay, I should give you 20 points for that because I didn't even say which country it was the capital of. Well done, Gaurav. That was very good. Question number 7. Capital of Costa Rica, same name as a...
San Jose.
Very good. I was going to say a city in Northern California, but I didn't need to. Question number 8. Capital that used to be known as Peking. Capital of China.
Beijing
is right. He's really fast. Question number 9. This capital was the host city of the first modern day Olympics.
Athens
is right. Very good. My goodness, did you actually get every single question so far in this round?
No,
he missed San Jose. Good for you for breaking that up. Okay, question number 10. This capital is also the name of a city in the Bay Area, not San Jose. It's the capital of Ireland.
Dublin.
Yes, finally. Good job, Namrata. Good job. She knew all the answers. Gaurav, I think, just pipped her in the buzzers. So he really did well in this round. And everybody knew everything. They were really so well prepared. Okay, now time for our listener question, because we ran through those 10 questions really fast. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's your question. Bucharest is the capital. Name the country. Bucharest is the capital. Name the country. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Feedback. Yeah. Are you still on the air? No. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Stuti.
Hi, Stuti.
And the answer is Hungary.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Who's this? Let's go to our next call. It's 2 minutes. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, be back, guys. Turn on the radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Abhi.
What's your name?
The answer is Romania.
What's your name again?
Bubbly.
Bubbly. Okay, thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Parth, and the answer is Romania.
Thank you, Parth. You have two more callers, I think. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Lippy, yes, and hi, Lippy.
And the answer is Hungary.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sabina, and I think the answer is Romania.
Wait a second, this is a different Sabina. Is it Sabina?
Rubina.
Rubina. Okay, got that. All right, thank you, Rubina. And our last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Sean, and I think the answer is Bucharest is the capital of Romania.
And what's your name again?
Sean.
Sean what? What's your last name? You know, I don't think... Okay, let me put it down anyway. So, Sean was the last caller for our second question, which is Bucharest is the capital, name the country. And with that, we come to the end of our second round. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll count all the scores in the studio as well as who won the second listener question. This one, this time, it's going to be picked from all the correct answers by Namrata. Jieja, Sawal Kieja!
Quiz Show!
Jieja!
Sawal Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're on our third category now. We've just finished two. And the second category was a runaway category for one of our contestants. But before we see what the scores in the studio are, let's see who won our second listener question. The question was, Bucharest is the capital. Name the country. The answer was, indeed, Romania. From all the correct answers, Namrata has picked a winner. Namrata, go ahead.
Shivam is the winner of the second listener question.
Shivam, all right. Okay, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to write to if you want to participate on an upcoming show. And Shivam, don't forget to mention the question and answer. Okay, so let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Gaurav was really quick on the buzzer in the last round and answered most of the questions. So how many points do you have?
115.
Oh my gosh. Okay, poor Namrata and Ruhi. Namrata, how many points do you have?
10.
And what about you?
30.
Ruhi still has some chance. Namrata, let's see if you can restore your izzat, your honor. Okay. Namrata knew all the answers. So did Ruhi. And we've been doing a little while we were on break. We tried them with some other countries and they knew all the answers. So it's just a question of who had a faster buzzer finger. That's it. Okay, so now we come to a really interesting category. We've never done this before. It's herbs and spices. Herbs and spices. And we are going to start with our very first question. Before that, let's do a buzzer check. Gaurav, can I? Okay, yours works.
I have something to say. I actually have 11. I have 115, actually.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I said 100.
15. You were right the first time. So, Gaurav, let's do a buzzer check for you. What about you, Namrata? Ruhi? Yes, everybody's buzzer works. Let's start. First question. This green herb is used to make pesto. Its Indian version is sacred to Hindus.
Basil.
Basil is right. 10 points. Very good. Question number two. This black spice can make you sneeze when it's in powder form.
Pepper.
Very good, Namrata. Good job. Question number three. This fragrant spice is used in sweets in India. It's called elaichi. It comes in a small pod with black seeds in it. This fragrant spice is used in sweets in India. It's called elaichi in Hindi.
Cardamom.
Very good. 10 points again to Namrata. Question number four. This green herb looks like parsley and is used a lot in Indian savory cooking. It's a member of the carrot family.
Never mind.
We still have to answer.
Bay leaf?
No, that is not correct. -5. Question passes to Gaurav.
Cilantro?
That is correct. Cilantro is right. 5 points to him. Question number 5. This spice comes from the bark of a tree and pairs well with apples. It's used in apple pie. It's used in both stick and powder form. Yes.
Cinnamon?
Cinnamon is right. 10 points to him. Very good. Question number 6. This sharp-tasting spice is made of the dried flower buds of a tree. Some people use it to
Clove.
Clove is right. Very good. Toothaches. Do you know that if you have a toothache, you can get some temporary relief by chewing on a clove? Whole clove. Question number 7. These seeds are supposed to help digestion and are often eaten...
Fennel seeds.
Very good. Good job, Gaurav. Question number 8. This strong-smelling vegetable is often used with onions to spice food. Gilroy is famous for hosting a festival of
garlic.
Garlic is right. Very good. It's a vegetable, but it's used as a spice, so we're going to accept it. Question number 9. This is a spicy root that's used with honey to alleviate colds.
Ginger.
Very good. Everybody is up on their herbs and spices. Good job. And last question. My goodness, we really rushed through this round as well. This spice comes from the crocus flower and gives food a lovely yellow color. It's a...
Turmeric.
No, that is not correct. It's also a very expensive spice. Question passes to Ruhi.
Saffron.
5 points. Very good. Awesome. All right. So we come to the end of our 10 questions in our herbs and spices round. Was that a good round? Did you have fun?
Kind of.
You did. Everybody redeemed themselves. And here we come to our listener question now. 510-770-1550. Yellow spice used in Indian cooking that's thought to have antiseptic properties. Yellow spice used in Indian cooking, which is thought to have antiseptic properties. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is haldi or turmeric.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is turmeric.
Thank you, Madhav. Everybody, please turn your radios down. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is turmeric.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish and I think the answer is turmeric.
What's your name again?
Anish.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Hi, Lippy.
And the answer is turmeric.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknur, and the answer is haldi or turmeric.
Thank you, Iknur. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is turmeric.
Stuti, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is turmeric.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Somi, and the answer is turmeric.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suhani, and the answer is turmeric.
Thank you, Suhani. And Suhani was the last caller of this round. This time, the winners are going to be picked by Gaurav. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll count up all the totals. Jieja, Sawal!
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jieja,
Sawal! Jieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're at the end of our episode today. Now it's just time to figure out all the winners. First of all, the winner to our last listener question. The question was yellow spice, believed to have antiseptic properties, and the answer was turmeric, and Gaurav this time picked the winner.
The winner of the third listener question is Sabina.
Sabina! Yay! Sabina is one of our most loyal listeners, so whenever she wins, I feel good. So great! So Sabina, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to write to us if you want to participate on a future episode of the radio show. And let me not forget to mention Safari Mastermind, our annual event coming up. That's going to be an offline event, not on the radio, but we'll of course record it for the radio. This is going to be a quiz contest for kids in grades 4 to 8. We'll divide you guys into two groups, so a fourth grader isn't actually competing with an eighth grader. But write to us at safarimastermind@gmail.com if you're interested in participating. And when we have all our rules, we'll get that to you. All right, let's see how the kids did in the studio today. Gaurav, how many points do you have?
I have 140 points.
140 points. Wow. I think we can pretty much announce that was the winner because he did really well in the capitals round by hitting the buzzer fast. But the girls made up some ground in the herbs and spices round. So, Namrita, how many points do you have?
35.
35. That's redemption. That's good. And what about you, Ruhi?
I have 60 points.
60 points. All right. It's just that Gaurav had a blowaway round in the second round, so nobody could catch him. But I think if he had kept on going on herbs and spices for another 20 questions, he may have had a chance. He may have had a little bit of a challenge. Okay, congratulations, Gaurav. Gaurav is also one of our very regular listeners, so we're very happy to see him in the studio today. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. For any feedback, definitely write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.